This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, this is Delphina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about how you can test your dream, how you can ask yourself certain questions so that you can test your dream to see what the chances are that your dream will come to pass in your life. Today we are on question number 2. This series is based on the book by John Maxwell, Put Your Dream to the Test. So question number 2 is the clarity question. Do I clearly see my dream? Peter Marshall said, "Give to us clear vision that we may know where to stand and what to stand for." Mike Hyatt said it this way. He said, "If you have a clear vision, you will eventually attract the right strategy. If you don't have a clear vision, no strategy will save you." That is true. You see, if you've ever done target shooting, I've done target shooting, and I found that I had to see my target clearly. If I couldn't see it clearly, I couldn't aim properly. And if I couldn't aim properly, the chances of hitting the target were close to zero. It would have to be a fluke for me to hit the target. So you need to know where you are going, and you need to have a clear idea of it, not a vague idea. I want to give you a few comments on clarity. A clear dream makes a general idea very specific. This is just to help you so that you can know if your dream, you know, you might think you have a clear vision of your dream, but maybe it's not so clear. And the clarity comments I'm going to make, the points I'm going to make about clarity might help you to identify if your dream is clear enough. And it might also help you to just make it a little bit more clearer. You could sharpen the clarity of your dream if it's already clear. Okay, so the first one was a clear dream makes a general idea very specific. Ben Stein said, "The indispensable first step to getting the things you want out of your life is this. Decide what you want." So simple, isn't it? Sounds like a huge, profound statement, but it's very simple. Just decide what you want, you know. Make a decision. So deciding what you want requires you to be very specific and to make your goals measurable. You see, if you don't know what your target is, you can't measure your goal. A clear goal is one that's measurable. I want to give you some examples of the difference between a general idea and a specific goal. Maybe this will help you to identify with your dream how specific it is. A general idea says, "I want to lose weight." A specific goal says, "I will weigh 75 kilos by the 1st of June. A general idea says, "I need to treat my employees better." A specific goal says, "I will honor someone at every Monday staff meeting." A general idea says, "I want to get out of debt." A specific goal says, "I will pay off all credit card balances by the 31st of December." A general idea says, "I'd like to learn a language." More specifically, "I will study Chinese 1 hour a day this year." A general idea says, "I gotta get in shape." A specific goal says, "I will swim for 1 hour every day." That's a very high goal, that. 1 hour every day. A general idea says, "I need to improve my leadership." A specific goal says, "I will read one leadership book every month." Can you see the difference how a specific goal, a clear dream, it's got a timeline, it's got a specific value to what you want to do. It's very clearly defined, and it's got it's measurable. It's, you got some numbers in there. It's not just words. It's words with numbers, you know, like a date or an amount or a certain time span for certain things. So you've got to move. In order to achieve your dream, you've got to move from general to specific. I thought about this one day. I thought, I wonder why most people neglect getting specific about the details of their dream. I actually don't know the answer to that question. I wonder. I guess there can be many reasons. Maybe it's a fear that it won't come to pass. Or maybe they've seen how people around them always just had dreams, but the dreams just stayed out there. Maybe they thought dreams were just meant to be dreams, you know, pipe dreams. Maybe they never thought that there was any chance that it could become a reality. They've never stepped over to where they start to pursue the dream. I guess that could be a reason why people are not specific about their dreams. Another point on clarity in your dreams is that a clear dream doesn't become clear without effort. You see, you can't just have a dream and just let it sit there in your mind and think that something is going to become clearer. It takes effort. The whole process begins. I mean, if you say now you're thinking about your dream and you're thinking, well, what kind of effort can I put into my dream to make it clearer? Well, it begins with a few questions you got to ask yourself. Questions like, how do I feel about this dream? You know, are my emotions telling me? What do I sense? You know, my intuition, what's it telling me? What am I seeing and hearing that's happening around me? Other people, what are they saying? What am I thinking? You know, what does my intellect and my common sense say? When you ask yourself these questions, it begins to narrow down that generalization to something that's more specific. Because your dream is actually rooted, the dream is rooted in the dreamer, in his experiences, circumstances, talents, opportunities, attitudes. And that's why you ask yourself these questions. The third point about having a clear dream is that realize that a clear dream will affirm your purpose, you know, why you are here. I've noticed that the more clearly I see my dream, the more clearly I've been able to see my purpose. And the more clear my action steps would be, my strategy to be able to move towards that dream. It just makes the picture clearer when you begin to ask all these questions and when you begin to be more specific about your dream. The next point about dreams is that a clear dream will determine your priorities. You see, the minute you start to become clearer about your dream, suddenly you start changing the way you do things. I want to tell you about a cartoon that was drawn. It's a cartoon of a doctor talking to his patient. And this is what he says to him. He says, "What fits your busy schedule better? Exercising for 1 hour a day or being dead for 24 hours a day?" I do believe that patient got the clear picture. He had to prioritize a few things like exercising. So when we have a clear vision, see, the doctor gave him a clear vision so that he could see what's going to happen if I don't get my priorities in order. And that helped him. It should have helped him at least to get his priorities in order. It's just to show you that once you know where you're going and you know the repercussions and the results of the efforts you're going to put in and the repercussions if you don't. Once you get clear on that, it sort of helps to kick you into gear and then you begin to be mindful and you begin to change the way that you do things. We'll talk a little bit more about priorities and that sort of thing as we go through the questions over the next few weeks. The fifth point about clarity in your dream is that a clear dream gives direction and motivation to the team. Let's talk about it in terms of a team. You see, if a leader creates a fuzzy picture of where the team is going, then the people will follow in a fuzzy way, you know. They'll be vague. You know, where there's lack of clarity, it always hinders the initiative, it inhibits the persistence, it undermines the follow-through, because they don't really know where they're going. Followers won't give their very best to something that they don't understand or something they can't see. People stay on course when they can see where they're going. I'd like to tell you a little story of what happened to me many years ago when I was in high school. We had these groups of people that we called societies, and I was in the Exploration Society. We would go on hikes in the mountains, and in the holidays, we'd go for 5 days with one or two teachers, a group of us kids. And so this year we were doing the Groendal Trail. Some of you might have heard of it. It's near the Tsitsikamma Forest by the Storms River on the south coast. But at the time that we booked this trail, they told us that it hadn't been used much in recent times, you know, but that the path might not be clear. But there were markings. They had these long sticks along the path, and you could always see the sticks up ahead. So we embarked on this 5-day trail, and on the first day we got lost. We landed up at the edge of a cliff on three sides, and at the back was where we came from, and we had no clue where we were. We looked on the map. We couldn't figure out where we were. But we did notice that the trail was not very well trodden, naturally, because as they told us, it hadn't been used much. So our path wasn't very clear. Later on, we found out that the baboons in the area would pull out the sticks. So the sticks were all in the wrong places. They probably pulled them out one place and put them in somewhere else. We didn't have a clear path. You know, we didn't have a clear vision of where we were going. We didn't have clear guidelines. The guidelines were half of them were gone. The path wasn't clear. So what happened? We got lost on the first day. In the end, we cut our whole trail short. We missed out on a huge part of our trail, and we finished in 3 days after cutting short the trail. But we had to navigate our way out of there, and it was a lot harder than if we knew where we were going. I'd like to share with you another story about fuzzy vision, about John Maxwell himself. He was pastoring a church, and the church had grown, but it reached a point where it had plateaued. And he had a meeting with his leadership team, and he decided to pose a question to them. So he gave them each a piece of paper, and on the paper, he said they must write the answer to this question. And the question that he asked them was, what's the purpose of this church? So he gathered all the answers afterwards, and from his 18 leaders, he got 17 different answers. And he realized that they didn't know where they were going. He realized that the fuzzy picture that they had of the direction that the church was taking actually caused all of them to be going in different directions. He realized that he had to give them a clear picture. And obviously, he realized that he had not given them a clear, defined picture of where they were going. So you see, a fuzzy dream or a fuzzy idea makes a lot of fuzzy actions and fuzzy behaviors. After he made it clear to his church then about where they were going, then the church began to grow and prosper again. So today, I'd like to leave you with this challenge. I'd like to ask you a few questions. How often do you dream about your future? What mental or visual prompts could you create to keep your dream in the forefront of your mind? To keep your dream clear, to keep the picture clear, like a vision board or something. What are you doing to have clarity with your dream? This is Delphina Correa. Please join me again next week as we continue with the questions that we can test our dream with so that we can establish what the odds are of our dream coming to pass. If you want to know more about what I do, you can go to my website, bemadewhole.co.za, and there you will find the books that I've written that you're welcome to purchase online. You will also find the courses that I do and all the John Maxwell courses that I am currently licensed to teach. Thank you very much. Please join me again next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.